So this is our last Sunday of our Multicultural Month. So the question here is, what are we celebrating with our Multicultural Month? What makes it very significant? I'm not one of the author of this celebration, but allow me to reflect on it because I love it. Do you like it? Amen. I don't know, probably today we have full or a lot of learning already, right? We have the songs and the dress. So, a little bit more. I have just prepared 3 points, so it will not be that heavy. The 3 points that I prepared is being unique, being united, and being accepted. So the first point is being unique. Actually, my first word here is differences. But it felt to me that it has a negative connotation. I don't know about you. I'm not the master of English language. In fact, this is the most difficult language or subject for me during college or even high school. Math is very easy, but English is very difficult. So instead of differences, I change it to uniqueness. What I mean is that I'm brown. I'm born with it. I don't have a command of whether with this color, but I am thankful that I am who I am today. And I think that is also true with everyone. We don't have control of whether we are born white or black or any color. So, if you can see people beside you, look at people around. There's black, there's white, there's yellow, there's red. Hopefully, I didn't miss any color, right? So, and for me, there's nothing wrong with these differences. There's nothing wrong because it is a fact. It is what it is, right? The bad thing about this issue is the horrible deeds done just because of these differences or this difference. Just because of the color of our skin, there's so many abuses done. But I don't want to dig deep on that because we don't want to make this a political rally, right? And our uniqueness does not only include the color of our skin. There is, or that is just the tip of the iceberg. This includes our culture, tradition, philosophy, experience, economic status, even the region where we are born. I'm born in the provinces where it's very rural, it's very laid back, traditional. There's my wife was born or lived in the city where it's more fast-paced and something like that. So that's already a big difference. And if you include everything, consider everything that made up who we are today. Therefore, we can say that no two person is the same. Everyone is unique. Even how hard we try to be the same, we will still be different. Even identical twins are unique, right? What I want to say is simple. With all our uniqueness considered, you are all valued. Amen? With all our weaknesses and undesirable traits, you are all loved. Romans 5:8 says, Christ died for us. Romans 6:10, once and for all. If Christ died for each one of us, then we are all loved. We are all valued. And we are all precious. Now please tell the person beside you. Tell the person beside you. God made you unique and you are beautiful. God made you unique and you are beautiful. You are beautiful. Reference to that is Genesis chapter 1 verse 31. Again, tell another person, I am thankful and blessed that you are here. I'm thankful and blessed that you are here. For those online, we are blessed that you are with us today. Don't want to miss anyone. Okay, that's for those online. We celebrate Multicultural Month to celebrate our uniqueness. Second is being united. We just talked about uniqueness, then we transition to unity. How could this be? This means that we may be different from each other, but we can be united in one cause. Can you imagine if we were all the same, were uniform, we could be saying yes to all, no objections, having one same interest, one same strength, we will be like robots, right? Goods coming out from a production line. You can see that it's uniform, like no difference. And I think you don't like that, right? It is like if all of us wants to be listeners, who will be the one preaching? If we all want to be leaders, who are we going to follow? The leaders of the leader? Then who will be the willing follower if all wants to be leaders? There has to be someone who will follow and willing to follow. We do not need to be uniform to be united. We can be united even in diversity. And for sure, all know that there is strength in diversity, especially when we are united. How can that be? God's design for the church is exactly what we are now, diverse people, right? We are diverse, but we can be united. The body of Christ is designed to be composed of many different parts. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 to 27. We cannot look down on any part because it will affect the whole body. Just the same, we cannot only praise one part because every part contributed to the success of the cause. The head for thinking, the eyes for seeing, the hands for holding, and the legs for moving. Everyone working together to achieve one common goal. What does this relate to our multicultural celebration? Let me invite you to be in kingdom mindset. What is kingdom mindset? If we have our God, not me. If we have our God in our midst, Sunday worship is all about God and for the Lord. You didn't come here to see me, right? Really? Yes. You should not come here to see me. You are here to have a holy date with the Lord. I preach to guide each one to point our attention to the Lord, not to me or not to any political agenda. We sing to offer praise to the Lord. We plan our programs. We may have different ideas, different traditions, but for one purpose only, to glorify God. It is not whose tradition is better. It is not whose tradition gets the credit or whose idea gets to be followed. Remember, each of us has his own tradition and experience. I have my own Filipino tradition, and it is amazing. Right? Pastor Kim has his own Korean tradition and experience. Of course, I am biased. You know, I will not add amazing to his, because you know, it is my Filipino tradition that I am biased. Of course, as I've said, of course we are biased, because it is what we know and we experience. I did not experience like Trinity tradition or First UMC tradition or Canadian UMC tradition or even Ghana. We have Ghana UMC tradition. I did not experience that. That is why we need to realize that it is not about us. It is not about us. It is about the Lord. Amen? I need to realize and be reminded that it is not about me. It is about God. Will the Lord be glorified if we do this, if we have this? Will the King be pleased? Because He's the one that we are worshiping. He's the one that we are offering our songs and lives and even our thoughts. Will He accept our worship? Through the years, our idea of our servanthood might have changed, but the basic idea is that we are all servants of the Most High God. Luke chapters 17, 9 to 10. We do not expect to get any credit. We simply say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Again, we celebrate our being united as unique people, diverse people, united to one purpose, to serve and glorify God. Third is being accepted. This is the scriptures that was read. But in summary, it is a very long verse. In summary, we would like to look at how Jewish Christians felt about other peoples, the Gentiles receiving the good news of Christ and the good news of repentance. A Gentile is anyone who is not a Jew. Most Jewish believers thought that God offers salvation only to the Jews, because God had given His laws to them in Exodus chapter 19 and chapter 20. Like in verse 2, when Peter went into the house of a Gentile and ate with them, he was heavily criticized by fellow believers. Can you imagine that? Just because he ate with them. But when they heard the story of Peter in Acts chapter 10, verse 44, and referred in Acts chapter 11, verse 15, that the circumcised and uncircumcised receive the same gift of Holy Spirit, just as what they experienced in the beginning. They said, so if God gave them the gift He gave us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could stand in God's way? Who was I to think that I could stand in God's way? Exactly. Amen? We are not in a position to object God's decision. Again, in verse 18, when they heard this, then they had no further objection and praised God, saying, so then, even to Gentiles, God has granted repentance that leads to life. Now there is our acceptance. If the Jewish Christians were able to accept the Gentiles, including us, who are we to hinder others or other peoples to receive the good news? To end, breaking through our different barriers, may it be racial, cultural, economic, denominational, there are so many, family background, philosophical, is never easy. Thankfully, God's Spirit does not allow us to settle in with our prejudices. Let us be that kind of people who rejoices and praises God as every barrier that we make between peoples fall. Amen? And let us press on forward until the fulfillment of the gospel, which says, there is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female, for you are all one in Christ. We are all one in Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. As we are doing this, we contribute to the fulfillment of the anticipated heavenly chorus, where a great multitude will be gathered from every nation, every tribe, every people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. Indeed, we are one in Christ. To God be the glory. Amen.